Hello, this is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news.
On a day it drew flak from the Supreme Court for failing to rein in controversial statements of politicians, the Election Commission barred four senior leaders, UP CM Yogi Adityanath, Union Minister Manika Gandhi, BSP Chief Mayawati, and SP leader Azam Khan, from campaigning for 48 to 72 hours for their highly provocative or derogatory remarks made during the course of campaigning. Adityanath and Azam Khan were prohibited for 72 hours, starting 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively on April 16th, from holding public meetings, processions, rallies, roadshows and interviews, and public utterances in media in connection with the ongoing polls. A similar ban, though for 48 hours starting 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively on April 16th, was placed on Mayawati and Manika Gandhi for what the EC termed as appeals to communal feelings for votes. However, Adityanath and Mayawati stood by their remarks. The UP CM said, "I use the term green virus for the thought which practices vote bank politics on religious lines. Such narrow thought is harmful for healthy politics. Those practicing such politics have to be eliminated just the way a virus is removed." Mayawati called the EC anti-Dalit and accused it of working at the behest of BJP. Lenders are seeing merit in the offer by overseas funds TPG and Indigo Partners for ailing Jet Airways, even as they fail to disburse a Rs 1500 crore lifeline despite pleas by the airline that it is staring at a possible shutdown in the absence of funds. With immediate funding proving tough, the Jet Board will meet on Tuesday morning to consider all options, including a temporary shutdown. The current status of our engagement with the lenders and other related matters shall be placed before the board in the meeting scheduled for tomorrow morning, where the management will seek guidance from the board on the next steps forward. We will keep you updated on all critical developments, Jet CEO Vinay Dubey told employees on Monday evening, adding that the international operations would remain suspended until Thursday. In a late evening statement, SBI said the bid process was being vetted by the legal team at SBI CAPS and prospective bidders would be shortlisted soon. Notre Dame Cathedral went up in flames on Monday in a roaring blaze that devastated the Parisian landmark, a searing loss for the city and for France. Flames that began in the early evening burst through the roof of the centuries-old cathedral and engulfed the spire, which collapsed quickly following by the entire roof. A huge plume of smoke wafted across the city and ash fell over a large area. Parisians watched on, many of them lost for words. "Like all our compatriots, I am sad this evening to see this part of all of us burn," President Emmanuel Macron tweeted. Light rains were experienced in parts of Delhi and NCR, including Noida, on early Tuesday morning. The rain was witnessed in Delhi's Kalkaji extension, Patparganj, Indraprastha extension, Mayur Vihar, and Majnukatila areas. The Met Department has forecast a thunderstorm with squall or hail. Minimum temperature is expected to settle at 28 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature will settle at 36 degrees Celsius, the Weather Office said.